A virus has been killing bottlenose dolphins off the mid-Atlantic coast, and it seems to be spreading south toward Florida. Maggie Mooney-Seuss from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries Northeast Region joins us now to explain what we know about this disease and how it's affecting ocean life. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
When did this illness begin showing up in dolphins?
Around about early July, July 1st, some of our stranding network partners in various states, aquariums, and research facilities that assist us in responding to injured animals or sick animals that wash up on our beach, started to call into our headquarters office here in the Northeast region and report that they were seeing elevated levels of bottlenose dolphins washing up on the beaches in New York and New Jersey and Virginia were some of the early sightings.
And the cause is a virus called the morbillivirus. What are its symptoms?
We've had a total of about 753 animals stranding from New York to Florida now. And of those animals, a subset have been tested and have tested positive, at least preliminarily, for morbillivirus. And some of the symptoms of this virus are skin lesions, pneumonia, brain infections, and then other secondary infections.
When a whale or a dolphin washes up on shore or gets stranded in a bay or river, is it almost always sick?
It could be sick. It could be injured. It could have been entangled in fishing gear or hit by a boat. It could be following prey into the shore or another animal and got caught in the changing tides. So there's a number of reasons animals do strand. It is a natural occurrence to see animals stranding. We do have pinniped seals that actually come up and use the shoreline for as a natural habitat. So they're not always sick or injured.
Is the morbillivirus related to any human viruses?
Morbilliviruses are found, there's five types in marine mammals, that's seals and dolphins and whales, and there's also a type of morbillivirus found in humans, and it's measles.
So, in effect, these are dolphins coming down with the measles?
It's a similar type of virus. It could be causing the animals to die, or it could be compromising their immune system, making them vulnerable to getting other infections that is actually resulting in their death.
Do we know how it's spread? After all, they are living in the water, and I would assume the water would dilute any problem.
Well, this virus is spread by inhalation or coming in direct contact, like a mother and a calf coming in contact with each other.
In Florida, haven't nearly 800 manatees died off the Florida coast in the past year? That's been blamed on toxic oxygen-depleting algae blooms, which I'm assuming is a totally different problem. But can we say that both of these are caused to some degree by pollution and climate change?
Well, we can say that there are things certainly happening in the environment that could be behind the more rampant spread of disease. But keep in mind things like morbillivirus and other types of bacteria. Animals carry it in their system. And if there's pollution or something that's weakening their immune system, they may be more susceptible to spread of the disease. And as far as what's happening with the manatees in Florida, that case is still under investigation. We have not determined a cause of the death of those animals.
Well, how large an area is affected now for the as far as the bottlenose dolphins are concerned?
It is from New York to Florida. We've had animals that have tested at least preliminary positive for the morbillivirus.
And we have vaccines for measles, for human measles. Is there a vaccine for the dolphins?
Right now, there isn't. It's very difficult to, if there was such a vaccine, to even be able to treat animals. They live in the ocean. There's several populations that may be being affected by this virus, and we're trying to determine there's actually five that could potentially be affected by it, and we don't know if all of them are being impacted. We don't know, they're coming in contact with each other as they migrate. So it's very difficult to to give them a shot and hope that it would prevent the spread of the disease.
So it's not only affecting bottlenose dolphins?
That's correct. At this point, we've had four humpback whales that have stranded. Of those four, three of them have tested at least preliminarily positive for the morbillivirus. And when I say preliminary positive, I mean it's just like us. If we have, you know, we carry the measles virus in our body, it doesn't mean we develop the disease. Some people do, some people don't. So the initial tests for these humpback whales show that they have the presence of the virus in their bodies. The question now that we're trying to answer is whether or not that caused the animal's disease, or if it actually resulted in their death, or if they died of a secondary infection. We've also had a couple of pygmy sperm whales wash up in New York, Delaware, and Virginia, and a couple of them have tested preliminary positive for morbillivirus.
So not just dolphins, whales as well. Has an outbreak like this ever occurred before?
It has. For bottlenose dolphins, 87, 88, we did see a total of 700 animals die as a result of morbillivirus. But that the difference between now and then is that occurred over almost a year span from June 87 to May 88. And in this situation, we've had already 753 animals strand, and it's only been since July, and we're, you know, in early November.
But then
so it's about eight times the normal number of stranded animals for this time of year.
But that previous epidemic then died down, and now it's coming back. So should we assume this is a cyclical thing?
It could be. There's a lot of theories. People are trying to understand why, you know, the dolphins were more subjected to the virus. It could be that we have a lot of young animals coming up that have never been exposed to it, and so they're more susceptible to developing the disease because it's been a number of years. So, and again, you raise the point, what's going on in the environment? Are there other factors, pollution, environmental change, warm waters, climate change? Are all these things playing a role in making these animals more vulnerable?
Maggie Mooney-Seuss is at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries Northeast Region Office. Thank you so much for talking with us today, even though this is a very sad story.
My pleasure. Can I just put one plug in for if anyone comes in contact or sees a stranded animal, if they could please notify us at 1-866-755-6622, or here in New York, if they contact the Riverhead Foundation, which is our stranding partner, they've been doing a phenomenal job responding to these sick animals.
Repeat that number, 1-866-755-6622,
or call the Riverhead Foundation.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Take care.